Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Mostly sunny skies, highs near 67 degrees. Then for tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 48. For your Thursday, mostly sunny, highs near 72. And Friday, sunshine, highs near 80 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it's 49 degrees.
Good morning and welcome to the Wednesday edition of Byers & Company. This hour, we'll break some news with the brass horn. Ryan and George will be in. Plus, we'll check in with Jeff Manasso on where the most obese states in the country are. And tickets for the J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds Team Soy ticket window. Next.
Byers & Company. WSOY 1340 AM. 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Wednesday. Got a lot to get to here today. A lot to get to. Our final show tomorrow, well, not final. That sounded very extreme. We'll be here tomorrow, and then we'll take a brief week and a day off as we head to the islands of New England with Byers & Company listeners. It's going to be a great time. But tomorrow, Paul Osborne, the City Hall Insider, will be in. And so much more. And then Kevin will be on Friday, and then there's a various and sundry guest list of hosts who will be in the next week. Why are we the only people that when we take vacation, we have to actually physically replace ourselves while we're gone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, like if you work at Caterpillar and you take a vacation, is it your job to find somebody replacement?
Call the temp agency and get somebody in.
Kind of sucks. It's like a lot of extra work, right?
Oh, yeah.
You notice who's being quiet here in this entire conversation.
It's not going to be a best of, I can tell you that.
Why not?
That is about 8 hours of my time.
Well, first of all, it's a three-hour show. So
I know,
I'm not
but
buying
it is
that's
a
8 hours
of work.
If it's 8 hours of your time, you're not very good at your job.
It's horrible.
If it takes you 8 hours to put 3 hours together.
In order to cut it down and put down exactly that somebody else can do it.
It's not 8 hours.
When you're not hitting.
Jeff, call BS on this.
It's not. Jeff, do
for a week's worth of work.
No. For a 3 hour show.
For two shows. To do two shows of best of, it is going to be about 8 hours worth of work. It is 8 hours
by the time
of work.
You get down to cutting and everything. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's because you don't save anything as you go.
No, you save everything, but then you have to.
Your mic is too loud,
Jeff,
this morning.
I've texted
it's not
you twice.
The processor.
Can you please
don't,
answer this?
Stop it. Quit doing the inside baseball and just turn it down. That's all you got to do. Instead of arguing about it for 3 hours, just turn it down. That's all you got to do.
Problem is, you're the only one hearing it.
No, I'm not. You're loud this morning. Everything, we come in here, and I don't know what Nick does or what they do on the 5 o'clock shows, but sometimes we come in here in the morning, and MCR is just smoking hot. Everything. The weather bed, the commercials, Lindsay's mic, everything. And so just turn it down. That's all you got to do. Now, getting back to the drudgery that is her life, that by doing a best of show takes 8 hours.
Yes.
Yeah.
It does.
Oh, please.
Brian, you don't do it.
It really does.
You have
does.
A podcast every day. Does it take 8 hours to do a podcast of the show?
No, but you've got to
break it down into the breaks. And
well, they are,
the
but
time.
The podcasts are already broken down.
It just doesn't work that way.
Why
Brian?
Not?
It just doesn't.
Because segments are longer than others.
And you take out commercials in best ofs, and then
there
you
is
have to be able
there
it's
is.
Not 8 hours to do
it
a show.
It is 8 hours to do it.
Not a show. Not a show. If it takes 8 hours to do a three-hour show, then you're not
you've
good
never
at your
once
job.
Done it.
Doesn't
me.
Matter. No, I just come in and do the show every day. You're
if
right.
If you would
I
like
know.
To make a best of,
just
please
stop.
Do.
Just please. Just stop.
If you got two people that have done it telling you it does take 8 hours.
Then you're not good at your job.
Neither of us?
Neither one. No. I'll stand by
but you. Don't. You've never done one, but you know.
Would you please
okay.
find something to do?
I'm doing it. I'm telling you.
So I got to go home every night and hear about it because she doesn't know what she's going to do for the 2 days that she hasn't gotten filled in yet. Every night. So
not just going, producer. I mean, I got to find a host.
Would you stop? Really? At this point? So... Now it's like the vacation isn't even worth the vacation because it's more work than actually just staying here and doing the work.
That's true for anybody who goes on vacation.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it is for me.
Okay. All right.
I mean, the amount of work that needs to get done leading up to actually
taking
time
off. I'm not talking about anything that I do the rest of the day, which I cover when I'm going on vacation. I'm talking about what happens in our programming for the 3 hours that I'm not going to be here. You would think that would be somebody else's job to worry about. I don't have to fill my own position when I'm on vacation.
I understand what you're saying, but unfortunately...
Like a program director.
In our industry, it doesn't tend to work that way.
No, I think it does. I mean, I really do. You know, guest host or best of or having a plan. What if I hit that deer this morning, Lindsay Romano, since mm-hmm. you're all over this? What would you guys have done this morning? I mean, if that had been a full-on crash with two deer and I was an hour and a half late getting here. There is no plan.
Oh, hour and a half. I can throw some together. I can, yes.
No, we've got
6-8 hours.
Well, we've got best of segments.
We do have segments.
That exist.
What was the last best of segment you have ready to go?
Like you said, we build them as we go.
No, I'd like to know when the last best of segment you have standing by in an emergency.
I think it was about from 2 months ago.
What would it have been?
I know we've got one ready.
Well, what is it? I'll bet it's 2 years old.
Uh-uh.
Okay, what is it then?
I don't know. You were on a riff about something. It took 8 hours
to put together?
No, an entire show takes 8 hours.
Oh, so it took 4 hours to put half a show together.
Right,
no, it's a segment, literally like a segment.
I know, but if I was going to be gone an hour and a half, what would you do?
Oh, then we'd probably have to do the show.
We would have done a mix and match, probably with best of segments, and then, doing some...
So, in other words, there is no plan. Right? I mean, there's not really a plan.
We've got audio backup.
Okay. Where's the audio backup? Play it for me now. Could you?
No, Brian, I've got Adobe running.
I'm doing Jimmy Carter right now. Jimmy Carter, when the Secret Service explained to him they could have him out of the Oval Office in 30 seconds and on Air Force One or on Marine One and then on Air, he said, do it. And they looked at him and he said, no, I mean it. I'm not kidding around. So if there was an emergency, there's not really a plan. Let's not act like we're more prepared than we are. There's really not. If I had called this morning, and it could have been, I mean, I was in a half a second. I mean, we're talking like a fraction of a second of totaling the car and being on the side of the road at Lost Bridge Road and making the phone call saying, hey, it's going to be a while. I mean,
it's happened.
Excuse me?
It's happened.
I got into a wreck when somebody pulled in front of my car.
Four years ago.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what did you do? Probably play the same best of segment.
No, we did the show.
Okay. I bet that was good.
What is with you today?
I'm just saying.
Seriously.
There's no plan.
I mean.
He's stressed about Irma.
I'm not stressed about
Irma. I would really advise you just to, like, take a left turn here.
I would advise you to turn your mic down once again.
Brian, my mic is not Jeff.
How much inside baseball is she going to do today? Instead of just turning the mic down and shutting up. It's like, good God. There is no plan. That's all I'm saying. Now, that is a fair assessment. I mean, we don't have a plan. I don't get sick very often. I mean, that's the good thing. I'm not somebody who misses a lot of work, right?
Right.
I don't think any of us do, really, for that matter. But there really is no plan or an alternative, like, to go to, right?
It will be covered.
Okay.
It'll be taken care of.
Then what are we doing while I'm on vacation next week?
Well, we usually traditionally have guest hosts.
Okay, I know, but we don't have guest hosts for 2 days, and it's nothing but stress in my life about these two days.
Well, I will help make that sure.
What are you going to do?
I don't know yet, but we will get it figured out.
There's no plan.
We will get it figured out. I did not know that we were short two guest hosts, so I will get it figured out.
Okay, I guess that's my question. As the program director, why are you not involved in these discussions about what's going on the air while I'm not here?
Because in the last 10 years or the last however many years Lindsay's been producing the show, she has always come up with the guest hosts.
Okay.
Now, I can certainly get involved in that process.
But what would you do? I guess is what I'm saying. What would you do in the process? Because there's really not a lot of alternatives. I mean, there's not a lot of...
No, there's not. No, you do not have very many people who would be, capable is not the right word I'm looking for. But I'm just saying, I mean, you know, there's not a lot of people that can come in and do what you do for 3 hours a day.
I'm sure there are. We probably have, like, listeners that think they could do it. I mean,
oh, I'm sure we have that.
Yeah. It's one of the few jobs that are out there. Like, no one ever tells an insurance agent how to sell insurance. But when you're a talk radio host, people tell you all the time about how you should or shouldn't do your job.
Right.
So as of right now, what days are we looking at?
I think Tuesday and Thursday.
Of next week? Okay.
Yeah.
are the ones I've been at, like, trying to figure out.
And so, you know, I don't, like, listen when I'm not here because it's just not, there's nothing there for me. I mean, that's just not a good idea. But B, I do have to have someone that I trust.
Sure. Right.
To come in and do it or take it seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, we have substitutes that have gone on the air and used, like, Les Nessman as their news name. I mean,
yeah.
You can't treat it like a joke,
no.
Which we tend to do when there's a plan put in place around here. So I do, I'm not picky, per se, but you do want someone who will at least take it seriously. I mean, is that too far? Is that too much?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. What about Dan Calkins?
I can ask him at the press conference.
John
tomorrow.
Davis. We just have John Davis and Bruce Pillsbury come in. Work it all out on the air. 3 hours. He'd probably bill us for all those hours. I don't know. We probably wouldn't be able to afford that. I don't know what John's billing an hour as the savior of Decatur.
Yeah,
putting Decatur on the map.
Those probably would be considered billable hours, mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So suggestions. I really would like to know. I think we have – what do we have? Can you tell me what we do have for sure?
Yeah, we have Kevin coming in Friday.
This Friday.
Yes, this Friday.
Because we leave Friday morning.
Monday and then Friday. And
so
then
he'll do Friday, and then the Monday the following week, and the Friday the
and
following.
And then Wayne's coming in Wednesday.
Okay. Wayne's coming in Wednesday. That leaves us Tuesday and Thursday.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So what you have a plan?
Brian, you're just...
I've been
how
trying...
Am, how I've am been, I supposed to come up with this in 2 minutes?
No, I know. I've been trying for a couple days, like going, what do you want to do?
I'm saying there's here. No plan. That's my point. If I die tomorrow, there's no plan.
That's pretty much true for a lot of people in this building.
Oh, okay. But you go... I mean, the show... Okay. It's true to a degree depending on the responsibilities involved.
Right.
Meaning if we don't do any video work for a week, we still operate as a company. But the show's got to go on the air tomorrow morning.
Right.
It's got to go on the air Tuesday morning of next week. And it's got to go on the air Thursday morning of next week. And without somebody to do that, I mean, that's, and Best Of takes 8 hours to do a 3-hour show. So we're ruling that out. I don't understand why. I mean, is Best Of kind of a thing of the past? I mean, is that basically just an old school thing that we don't do anymore? I mean, as an industry.
As an industry, yeah. You will have the highlight shows, as you'll hear, like during the Laura Ingraham show.
And generally, they're anchored.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, somebody introducing. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
the
and talking
topic.
About the segments and things like that.
I'm not complaining. I'm legitimately asking. I'm just because it used to be sort of a go-to standard. Mm-hmm. I mean, that you would do a best of.
And a lot of times these days, there are guest hosts.
I think that's mostly it.
Yeah. It's only very rarely, like during a holiday, pretty much, that you'll hear, this is a best of the Laura Ingraham show or something like that.
Mostly because everything's topical that we talk about, so it expires very fast.
Right.
A lot of the interviews
And that's what you'll notice. I mean, if you hear, the best of the Laura Ingraham show, you'll hear stuff that I've heard.
Yeah,
a couple
I would think that's
times.
More like weekend programming or something like that. I mean, like what people consider throwaway, which I think is silly because the weekends ought to be as important as the weekdays. But you're right. I think there has been a move away from that. Mm-hmm. So if Rush is gone for a day, there's generally somebody that's filling in.
Right.
And those are either good or bad or whatever. And that seems like all that happens on ESPN. That's all I ever hear anymore. I mean, I don't even know what shows are shows anymore on there.
I couldn't tell you.
So I don't know that a guest host, just on the sake of having a guest host, is necessarily good.
It definitely sometimes leaves a little bit to be desired.
And you can't do it.
Oh, because I'm doing news.
Right. So what are we doing next Tuesday?
You keep asking me. Don't have an answer for you right now.
Maybe Tanya J. Powers will show up.
Hey, there you go.
She's probably
ready to leave Florida.
I'm just saying it's stressful trying to leave and then having to worry about what's going to happen while you're not here, while you're on vacation. That's all I'm saying.
I understand. This is not an anomaly for you.
Dan Calkins announcing tomorrow. It's interesting. The what, the who, the when, and the where, how it's described in the press release. We'll get to that a little bit later in the program. Because it's kind of funny. It's like what I did way early in my life and then what I did. There's like a whole middle missing. And it'll be interesting to see what happens with Dan as this race continues. He had some large contributions most of them with the same last name and one company that's owned. I think I got like $11,000 in contributions on the Illinois State Board of Elections website yesterday. Two $5,000 donations and a $1,000 donation, I think. Two from Calkins, not himself, but obviously maybe family members. And then one from a local business that he's connected to. And then I told you State Representative Mitchell got a $10,000 donation from the Illinois Teachers PAC, the Education PAC. Curious, for a guy who's not running for re-election, that you would make a campaign contribution to a guy who is out of campaigns. I'll give you his answer when I text him yesterday on the other side of the break. We'll take a quick break. We get back here. Jeff Manasa will join us. We'll talk about the most obese states in the country. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Mostly sunny, highs around 67 degrees tonight. Partly cloudy, lows around 48. For your Thursday, sunshine, highs near 72. And Friday, sunny, highs near 80. Right now, it's 49 degrees in downtown Decatur.
I'm Jen Wood from Maroa Lumber Company. At Maroa Lumber, we carry more than just top quality grade lumber. We feature high performing brands like Anderson, Wadena, CHI, and Milwaukee. We also carry composite decking, molding, and trim, siding materials, garage doors, Pratt and Lambert paint, and so much more. At Maroa Lumber, we offer free estimates and takeoffs on any job. Whether it's a small project or building your dream home, Maroa Lumber has the knowledgeable staff to get the job done. Visit us at MaroaLumber.com or give us a call, 794-22.
It's never too early to begin dental visits for your child. At Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, they start caring for their patients as soon as 1 year of age or when the first tooth emerges. This ensures a lifetime of good dental habits and healthy mouths for their patients. Dr. Brett and his team provide the latest and most innovative treatments in children's dentistry. Their practice has been a part of this community for over 50 years. Call today and make an appointment to meet Dr. Brett and his team or visit them online at drbrettpedo.com. Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin.
We respect our past, but we represent the future. We're gonna get knocked down, but we will always fight. We will always be the Fighting Illini. Hail to the Orange. Join the Fighting Illini as they battle Western Kentucky on Saturday, September 9th at 7 p.m. Call 1-866-ILINI1 or visit fightingillini.com today.
Viewing Real Estate is a leader in the Central Illinois real estate market. We will strive to exceed your expectations, whether buying or selling. With the housing market heating up, give Viewing Real Estate a call today to explore your options. The team at Viewing Real Estate has the experience, the integrity, and the vision to make fully informed decisions to bring success to each client. Viewing Real Estate, giving you the personal attention you deserve. Call Viewing Real Estate at 450-8500 or go online to viewingrealestate.com to learn more.
The 28th annual Seniorama event is taking place on Friday, September 8th at the Decatur Civic Center Arena. Doors open at 10 a.m. and the event lasts until 3 p.m. Don't miss your chance to talk with over 50 vendors. Enjoy musical entertainment from classic country artist John Stevens. Play bingo and win prizes. Food and beverages will be available. Admission is free and parking lot shuttles will be available. Proudly sponsored by DMH, Ameren Illinois, HSHS St. Mary, Sam's Hockaday and Associates, and Herald and Review.
This is Byers and Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Wednesday, Fox News' Jeff Manasso joins us. A new study showing where the most obese states in the country are. Jeff, my guesses would be they all are.
Yeah, according to this this latest report, obesity definitely remains a public health epidemic in the nation. Brian, that's according to the State of Obesity in an annual report from the nonprofit Trust for America's Health, which shows that no state's obesity rate was more than 25% in 2000. But as of last year, the report found that adult obesity rates hit more than 35% in five states, followed by 30% in 25 states and 25% in 46 states. The state with the highest obesity rate, it's West Virginia, 37.7%. Illinois is 18th. At just over 31%, Colorado 51st with 22.6% obesity rate. Nine of the 11 states with the highest obesity rates are in the South, and 23 of the 25 states with the highest rates of obesity are in the South and Midwest. So Illinois is one of them.
All right. It's amazing to me when you look at that. I mean, if you go to a grade school, Jeff, today, and you'll see, you know, a lot of kids who are overweight. Diabetes is off the charts amongst the young, and that is a big problem. It's more expensive to eat healthy. People are not getting outdoors. Kids aren't, you know, they're stuck on video games. You know, we used to go out and, you know, from sun up to sundown during the summer months. Now it's hard to get a kid out of his room. And all of this factors in. I feel like we're in a country right now of haves and have nots, not wealth, but physical fitness.
Well, that's right. Absolutely. And, you know, childhood obesity rates have remained steady in the last decade, according to this report, and ticked down among low-income preschoolers from 2011 to 2014. And that's important because many low-income people, they tend to eat the cheaper foods, which are the junkier foods, the foods that are going to fill you up with fat. The obesity crisis is also very expensive, as you mentioned, adding up to more than $150 billion in health care costs every year. And that's not to mention the billions lost due to, you know, lost productivity, according to this report. But the good news is that adult obesity rates appear to be leveling off, according to this report, though progress won't necessarily be known for quite some time.
All right, Jeff, great stuff as always. We appreciate it. We thank you. Jeff Manasso with Fox News. Now, do we have Tanya coming in tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay.
We do.
We took a United Way Impact tour yesterday, and one of the things that we went to see was the Crossings Garden that they have over there. Have you been over there to see that?
No, I sure haven't. I mean, you can obviously see it from the road, but I believe.
Well, yeah, the overpass.
Right.
Looking
right.
at the Cuban refugees
I've never been,
in Miami
no,
in 1980. Yeah. No, this is. They have a prescription garden.
Okay.
So people who have been. They had and I don't want to, like, I'll get some of this wrong. They're coming in tomorrow to talk about it because they've increased the program to a large number of people. But, like, you had some stipulations you had to meet, like diabetes or high blood pressure, and then you had, like, a weekly prescription of produce.
Okay.
And then with the produce, they would give you recipes and, like, you know, ways to incorporate it into your diet. And yesterday they did a corn salad for us.
Nice.
With, like, a tortilla chip, like, in a little it was really good. Had, like, cucumber and corn and onion, and it was really kind of like a corn salsa kind of thing. And so they're giving out these prescriptions, and they've increased this program. They're growing the food right there, and it's pretty amazing. But what people don't tell you, and I don't grocery shop, Lindsay does, in all fairness to the conversation. I hardly ever go to the grocery store. But Lindsay goes usually on Sundays. And in the 16 weeks, however long, you know, we've been on this WSOY MCA challenge, what is that? 18 weeks, whatever it's been.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot more expensive going to the grocery store now than it was before.
Right.
A lot more.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, would you say it's twice as expensive?
I would say it's almost twice. Yeah, it's about twice as much.
Now, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying it was... Even though I kind of knew all of this, it was sort of a surprise to me that it was that much more expensive to buy fresh food.
Yeah.
Basically shopping the outside of the grocery store aisles, you know, the square around all of the inside.
Right.
And so one of the things that they're doing with these gardens is, like, you know, you got to eat healthier, and we're going to give you away, we're going to give you the produce, then we're going to give you recipes and how to incorporate in your diet, you know, hoping that people will take these lessons and keep doing it. And it's a very successful program, and it needs, like, support and to become even bigger and bigger. And we're going to have them on tomorrow because that was really eye-opening yesterday when we took a tour over there on our impact tour for the United Way. We also went to the Growing Strong Sexual Assault Center and to Dove. On our impact tour with about 31 community leaders. We'll give you some of the lowdown on that, plus the boys from the Brass Horn will be in. You know they have a Brass Horn 2 coming. We'll tell you all about that next. Here is Jeff Daly.
WSOY News Time is 7:29. Decatur City Council last night approved Kinney Contractors Incorporated to begin working on replacing sidewalks in the Old King's Orchard and GM Square neighborhoods. The company was chosen for the job because they were the lowest bidders. Cost of replacing the over 1 mile of sidewalk set at $397,000. total amount of money the city is receiving from the CDBG funding through the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development is $697,000. City Manager Tim Gleason says the additional $300,000 will be held until next year when additional neighborhoods are chosen for sidewalk replacement. Now, the project that was awarded was the improvement of the concrete bus shelter pads. Overall cost of the renovations, around $55,000. That will be covered with federal funding through the Federal Transit Administration. Coming up, Illinois employers are only or less than a week away from being free from having to navigate multiple systems to file unemployment insurance. That's after Fox.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. Hurricane Irma is hitting Antigua and Barbuda in the Caribbean now, with Puerto Rico next, then maybe South Florida this weekend. Mandatory evacuations are starting today on the Florida Keys. Elizabeth Prieto lives there.
I've been through George, been through Andrew, been through Wilma, but I'm not staying for Irma. No, not happening. Sorry.
Irma's the strongest storm ever recorded in the Atlantic. 185-mile-an-hour wind. President Trump tweets he's watching it closely. New Jersey Democrat Senator Bob Menendez's federal corruption trial starts today.
Prosecutors say wealthy eye doctor Salomon Melgen, also on trial, was in a corrupt pact with the senator, showering him with expensive trips and hundreds of thousands in campaign contributions. Menendez accused of using his position to intercede on his longtime friend's behalf.
Fox's Lillian Wu, both men deny breaking the law. Fox News, we report, you decide.
WSOY News Time is 7:31. Illinois employers are less than a week away from being free from having to navigate multiple systems to file unemployment insurance reports and pay taxes. Starting Monday, employers will be able to pay unemployment insurance taxes and file reports through the Illinois Department of Revenue's My Tax Illinois portal. Illinois Department of Employment Security Director Jeff Mays is thrilled to have the user-friendly system go online.
We will have the most modern unemployment insurance tax system in the country on September 11th that will significantly improve the employer tax-paying experience for the unemployment insurance tax.
Mays says 385,000 employers registered with his agency will benefit from the change.
It will be a one-stop shop for employers, so if they've got other taxes that they're already filing with the Department of Revenue, that portal has also been modernized as a result of this.
According to Mays, IDES is the largest single collector of such taxes in the state, bringing in between $2.1 billion and $2.3 billion a year in unemployment insurance taxes. Sports last night. Late last night saw the Cardinals over the Padres 8-4. It was the Pirates beating the Cubs 4-3. Indians downing the White Sox 9-4. Cardinal baseball for you again tonight as they take on the Padres. We'll have the pregame for you starting at 8:15. Your next news update comes your way at the top of the hour. Breaking news when it happens. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom. For Newhoff Media, media made locally.
Looking for a great used car? Think CPOV at BBAM. That would be Certified Pre-Owned Vehicles at the Bob Brady Auto Mall. Now you might be saying, why a CPOV at the BBAM? That's easy.
Selected.
Every certified pre-owned vehicle Brady sells is late model and low miles. These are the cars you'd choose yourself if you took the time to troll every website and visit every car lot. Don't waste your time. Brady has them all in one place.
Inspected.
Every CPOV undergoes an extensive safety inspection. Every detail is perfect with a Bob Brady certified pre-owned vehicle.
Protected.
Every Brady CPOV comes complete with up to a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. How can Brady do that? With cars and trucks this good, it's easy.
And never neglect.
Check out CPOVs from Chrysler, Ram, Jeep, Dodge, Fiat, Honda, and Hyundai now at the BBAM. It's the Bob Brady Auto Mall, I-72 at exit 144, Decatur.
Here is Lindsay Romano with a very September fall-like three-day forecast.
Mostly sunny skies, highs near 67 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 48. Thursday, mostly sunny, highs near 72. And Friday, sunshine, highs near 79. Right now in downtown Decatur, it's 50 degrees.
Tupper on sports on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Breaking news from the Brass Horn coming up in just a couple of minutes. Right now it's time for Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Mark is the executive sports editor of the Herald and Review. All right, baseball.
Well, it gets more interesting. The Cardinals winning last night in San Diego 8-4. A couple of home runs from Jose Martinez and a three-run homer from Harrison Bader. I think what we're sort of seeing is that the Memphis Cardinals are a lot better than the St. Louis Cardinals. You know, these kids that they've brought up have done a really great job, and they've got a lot of people, or at least last night, they had a lot of people out of the lineup last night. Matt Carpenter was out with a shoulder injury. Dexter Fowler was out with a hip injury. Colton Wong was out with a sore back. Tommy Pham was out with a shoulder. So you got to plug other people in, and they plugged these guys in, and they were able to deliver last night and get that win. The Cubs led most of the way in their game at Pittsburgh last night. Carl Edwards Jr. came in. That seemed like a sensible thing to do, send him out there after Kyle Hendricks, and he gave up two runs in the eighth, and they ended up losing 4-3. They're still waiting to hear the results of Jake Arrieta's MRI on his hamstring. They don't think it's serious, but, you know, you never know what an MRI is going to turn up. Regardless, it looks like they're going to move back one of his starts and just give him a little more time to be safe there. So the standings this morning in the National League Central, the Cubs lead. The Brewers are 3.5 back. The Cardinals are 4 back. And the Cardinals are 3 out for the second wild card spot. So there's too many games left to look at the whole rest of the season, but let's just look at the rest of this week and next week. The Cardinals have 2 more in San Diego. Then Pittsburgh comes to St. Louis Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They're off next Monday. Then Cincinnati is in St. Louis on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I know they've had trouble with Cincinnati, but, hey, Cincinnati's the worst team in the division. There should be some way to get past that. And then next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, St. Louis is at Wrigley Field to play the Cubs. As for the Cubs, they have 2 more in Pittsburgh. Then Milwaukee comes to Chicago at the end of this week, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Then they're off Monday, and the Mets come to Chicago Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. The Mets have a ton of injuries right now. And then, as we said, St. Louis comes in next weekend, next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Milwaukee, by the way, plays the Cubs in Pittsburgh, and then they have Miami coming in, so they have to deal with Giancarlo Stanton and his 53 home runs. So I still say it's those games head-to-head with each other, and they're not far off.
No, they are not, and it's going to get fun, or it has the potential to get fun anyway. We'll get to the NFL on the other side of the break. This look at Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports, brought to you by Save More Pharmacy in Mount Zion.
How many trips do you make to pick up prescriptions? If more than once, it's time to simplify your life. Sign up for One Trip Scripts at Save More Pharmacy. All you need to do is choose the monthly refill date, and the pharmacists at Save More Pharmacy will verify and coordinate your medications for one convenient pickup date. That's all there is to it. One Trip Scripts, only available at Save More Pharmacy. Call 864-0910 or stop in at 1410 Village Parkway in Mount Zion.
Back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, the NFL.
Well, the NFL kicks off its regular season tomorrow night. Kansas City at New England, 7:30. That's an NBC game. You know, that looks like a at least it could be an entertaining opener. Everyone else opens on Sunday or Monday night. That includes Atlanta at the Bears. That's at noon on Sunday, a Fox game. But the game that sort of takes the spotlight now becomes the Sunday night game, New York Giants at the Dallas Cowboys, because Ezekiel Elliott, the running back for Dallas, suspended by Roger Goodell for 6 games for domestic abuse. He appealed his suspension. Goodell appointed an arbitrator. He heard the case, and now the 6-game suspension has been upheld. However, because of the timing of the decision, the league said that they felt it was unfair to Dallas, given the uncertainty of everything, to impact the first week's game. So he can play Sunday night. Barring some other change, he would be suspended games 2 through 7. So why does this matter? Well, Ezekiel Elliott is one of the best players in the league on one of the best teams in the league. He rushed for 1,600 yards as a rookie last year. He's also a serial knucklehead, so we're likely to hear more from him. Plus, it matters because all these NFL discipline cases are just like, wow. And, you know, it's a Sunday night national game in the first weekend of the season. Would the league keep him eligible for a national game that opens the season? I don't think anyone would put that past the National Football League. So it's going to be interesting. At least we'll see him for one game, then we theoretically won't see him for a month and a half, and then he would return. The Monday night football situation this opening weekend is a doubleheader, 6 o'clock New Orleans at Minnesota, and then 9:20 the Los Angeles Chargers, which is hard to say, is at Denver. And, you know, a couple other games. The other game that's really kind of interesting is this Tampa Bay at Miami game with the hurricane barreling in. They have decided they will not play the game in Miami. They are still looking at a neutral site field, but the more likely scenario is that the game would be shifted to November 19th when both of these teams have a bye week. The problem for those teams is that means they would play 16 weeks in a row, and most teams don't want to do that. They want that midseason break of a week, but you know, the hurricane's going to inconvenience a lot of people in a lot of different ways, and all things considered, moving a football game probably isn't high on the list. So let's go. I can't wait. Tomorrow night, 7:30, KC at New England.
All right, my friend, enjoy your day. We'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. Mark Topper and Topper on Sports. Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to be too worked up over a bunch of gazillionaires arguing about a football game and playing 16 in a row when people may be losing their homes.
Yeah, not so much. Not so much. Just seeing stuff start showing up on social media from the St. Martin area, not good.
All right. Can you turn the phone and line off, please? Phone line. Thank you. Yeah, everybody's going to critique the NFL for whatever they do. I mean,
right.
It's like they can't do anything right. I mean, no matter what decision they make, whether it's these punishments or not punishing or canceling a game or moving a game,
right.
Everybody wants to argue about it like it's the end of time. It's a football game, for crying out loud.
Yeah, it's entertainment. It's sports.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, it's not life or death.
No. And so the natural thing to do would be move it to that bye week when they're both off anyway. And yes, it means they'll play 16 games in a row. But when you look at the sacrifice and what's happening in the Caribbean right now and what's happened over the last couple of weeks in Texas and what could be happening in Florida by the end of the week,
right.
That's a pretty small thing.
Yeah. By the time Sunday rolls around, I think it's going to be a whole different way of looking at things.
Yeah.
Especially down there.
Are you really wanting me to comment on sports?
No, I just you were on your phone again. I was just wondering what was so important.
No.
You weren't?
Huh. I'm not.
Fib.
Well, I'm not.
Move your hands up. Move your hands up right now. Don't you just set it down. I watched.
Brian, you didn't see me touch anything. I was literally, what I was doing is I have something sticky on my keyboard here.
You were like cleaning it?
I was literally scraping off with my fingernail.
All right. That you know what? That is, okay. That actually is a pretty interesting visual of what you're doing during the show. This is so important. I'm going to clean my keyboard.
Well, I can't believe you honestly thought I was going to comment on sports.
It wasn't a sports conversation. It was a humanity conversation,
right.
That no one's going to care about canceling a football game in the midst of the largest hurricane ever recorded in the Atlantic Ocean.
Right.
But sports takes itself so seriously that I think.
Oh, yeah. Because to them, it's the be-all, end-all.
I guess. It's not with me. I mean, I'm excited the NFL started this week. We have not watched. Have we watched? Well, of course we haven't. We've watched 50 straight episodes of Game of Thrones. 50.
Are you about burnt?
I am. I'm past burnt. She is nowhere even close. We just started season 6.
Oh, my God.
Season 6, and then season 7 is airing right now.
Okay.
So we're almost to real time. And I am done.
How many episodes a night are you guys watching?
Well, 2 or 3.
I know.
This is, ask her. Please, now, can you weigh in on this one?
Yeah, I can weigh in on this.
I understand.
That's all she wants
feel
to
like
do.
It.
I understand what? Liking a show, but, you know.
Honestly, I kind of feel like get it out of the way and just get them done so we're caught up.
Is that where you're
no,
at?
No, wait
right
a minute.
Now?
Now, who's driving this?
Oh, me, for sure, yeah.
Okay.
It's no fun if I just say, yeah, it's me.
Well, no, but
I'm addicted.
No, she is like literally turn the TV on. That's where it goes. Can't get caught up on anything. I mean, we haven't. I always watch the HBO NFL thing, Hard Knocks. Love that show.
Right.
Not seen an episode. Ray Donovan started this week or 3-4 weeks ago. Haven't seen an episode. Ballers, not an episode. I've got the queue is set up. The Defenders, Narcos season 3 started on Netflix. I want to watch all of this.
Yeah.
And it is nothing but Game of Thrones from sit down on the couch to go to bed.
Night after night after night after night after night after night after night. 51 episodes.
I have no problem.
51 hours. Do you know what I mean? You could think about how many best of segments you could have done.
Because that's what I want to do with my evenings.
It's 51, 51 hours.
Sit with the laptop and edit.
Yeah, that sounds like a blast, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sounds like a party. You know, I can let go of a show.
I can't.
I never finished. I've got one episode of Making a Murder, the very last one that I never watched.
Yeah, I did.
I never got through it. I was just like,
I never started that one to begin with. It's got to be a little above the threshold of how to make
it. I get it. But yeah. It was like, but I had no desire to just,
I know.
You know, okay, I'm done.
It has become quite suffocating.
I bet.
Yeah. So I'm not properly geared up for the NFL season is what I'm saying, because I haven't had
you haven't had your typical lead-in. You haven't done your prep work.
Yes, I haven't gotten sort of excited about it. All right, we've got to take a break. We'll get back here with Break News with George and Ryan from the Brass Horn. They'll be in studios, brand new store coming. The Brass Horn 2 will tell you all about it on the other side of the Marquee Coffee break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discernible coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Hey, it's your friend Sean Hannity, and as you know, I am not afraid to be honest and say exactly what I feel. When it comes to selling your home, you need to know there are real estate agents out there that just rely on yard signs, well, and a few $100 of marketing. I'm going to make this very easy for you and tell you the one agent whose marketing plan is in a whole different league than anyone else you will talk to. I'm talking about Glenda Williamson. She services Decatur and the surrounding area and attracts hundreds of buyers every week and sells a home on average every 34 hours. Now, because of that, she can guarantee to sell your home at an agreed price and deadline, or guess what? She'll buy it. Our national marketing plan got my attention, and you know what? She'll get your home the attention it needs to sell for the most money guaranteed. Now, if I lived in Decatur or surrounding areas and needed to sell my home, well, I would call Glenda Williamson. So call Glenda, 217-875-8081. That's 217-875-8081, or online at GlendaWillSellYourHome.com. That's GlendaWillSellYourHome.com. Go there, and you can start packing.
Buick Real Estate is a leader in the Central Illinois real estate market. We will strive to exceed your expectations, whether buying or selling. With the housing market heating up, give Buick Real Estate a call today to explore your options. The team at Buick Real Estate has the experience, the integrity, and the vision to make fully informed decisions to bring success to each client. Buick Real Estate, giving you the personal attention you deserve. Call Buick Real Estate at 450-8500 or go online to BuickRealEstate.com to learn more.
This is Lindsay Romano, and you've heard me talk about the awesome services at Babbage Skincare. They are always on the cutting edge of technology, and they've just added a new state-of-the-art laser to the practice. It's called Pico 4. To learn more, they're having a special event on September 14th from 4 to 7 p.m. and a special presentation from laser expert Ben White at 5:30. Once-in-a-lifetime pricing will be offered on the Pico 4, as well as special pricing on all laser services. Plus, there will be giveaways, so you don't want to miss this event. Seating is limited, so call Babbage Skincare today at 330-8939.
You're listening to Buyers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
You know what? I think George Strackless, I think Steppenwolf. I don't know about the rest of you. I'm probably about the same age. That would have been like, what, late 60s? I haven't heard that song in a long time. That used to be sort of like any movie set in that time frame. You know, that would be sort of the soundtrack to put you in the right mindset.
Oh, yeah. That's a great song.
George Strackless and Ryan Spurlock in the studios from the Brass Horn. They've got breaking news here today, Lindsay. How excited are you about this?
I am very excited because I read the
press release.
There, yeah.
Yeah. Let's just say they're having a much better day than John Davis is. Their press release and their stuff that we're leaking here today is much better and much more enlightening. 27 years ago, the Brass Horn was founded in 1990. That's absolutely amazing. 6 years before we started doing this show. And if I'm not mistaken, and you guys were out at
Brentwood
Village, is that right? And how long were you there?
3 years.
Okay, not long then. And then you found your home in downtown Decatur.
Absolutely.
And that was sort of a full circle move, right, for like a men's clothing store, because downtown, you know, years and years ago was sort of the mecca of that, and there were all kinds of
men's stores. You're right. I tell you what, though, when I moved to Brentwood, there was Plantation Pine, the post office, Baskin-Robbins, Haynes & Essex, the Shade Better. It was a very nice retail mall.
Yeah, it was.
And then I knew I was in trouble when Country Buffet went in.
Yeah.
You know, we just, things change.
Well, you didn't
there
have pants with elastic waist.
That was,
you know,
the
that was going to be a problem. Yes. So there you have it. So you come downtown, and now, after over 35 years in the men's clothing business, and Ryan started in 1995 with you at like the age of 11.
Yes.
And became a partner in 2005, and you've now spent over 20 years. Now you guys have decided to expand. Why now?
That's a. I will let Ryan tell you about this. I was on vacation.
George was gone, and we were having some problems with our air conditioner. And the way those buildings are set up downtown, we had to go through Doug Bell's building to get to our air conditioner.
All right, so the former Bell's Jewelry, which is right next door.
Correct. Yeah. And so Doug, I was going by because we were going through to try and figure out what was wrong, and Doug was like, hey, you know, I think you guys should buy this building from me. And I said, okay. And he shot me a number, and we shook hands right there, and George was gone.
Yeah.
And then the next day, our landlord.
See, I thought I had problems when I went on vacation.
our landlord came in, and we had approached him about giving us some money for the new air conditioner. He said, I think it's about time you bought this building. And it was the very next day.
Right.
And I shook hands with him on the next day to buy that building. And so we sat on the Bell's building for a couple years, just trying to lease it, trying to get some energy out of it. And, you know, George just... he had this vision, and it was keeping him up at night, and he kept coming to me and said, Ryan, I think we need to do this. Ryan, I think we need to do this. And finally, I did what any good husband would do.
He caved in.
All right, so the short news is George hasn't taken vacation since.
That's right.
Because the last
time
he went on vacation, you bought two buildings. Okay, so the Brass Horn 2, that's T-O-O.
T-O-O.
Now, you guys are going to have specialty gifts. You're going to have women's clothing. So you're going to bring all of the old-fashioned service, that customer service that you guys are renowned for.
Brian, part of this was when Ryan was saying this, is that we had leased it to a gentleman who reneged on the contract. And so we had to spend about 3 or 4 months trying to get out of a lease that a person would not pay. So when we finally did it, we decided we would gut the building.
Okay.
So my son Brady and about 6 or 7 of his buddies with sledgehammers came in, and we started demoing it. Well, you know, you just get that feeling that sooner or later,
right,
this place was sort of, it was a hidden gem.
Okay.
There was a lot of things in the store that all of a sudden we uncovered, like a tin ceiling, like it has a mezzanine. It's just fantastic on the inside.
Well, I can't wait to see it. Now, you know, I was down there the other day looking at some of the construction that was going on, but you guys are opening this thing pretty doggone quick. I mean, we're talking like September 15th, right?
That is correct.
All right. So people will be able to come see it. Now, what will be there? You're going to have some of the same lines, like stuff that people are very familiar with, like Vineyard Vines and Southern Tide, like those brands.
Peter Millar, women.
Make men and women's clothing, right?
So we wanted that connection between both stores. There will be a connecting doorway between stores, so people are going to be free to come and go to both sides. The thing that topped this whole thing was people have been saying, hey, I wish you guys would do women's. I wish you would do women's. And we never had the room. And then all of a sudden this building came up. We tried to sort of figure out how to make it a men's, women's store, and we just couldn't do it. Well, last year, Haynes and Essex closed their doors. Well, we had a couple of the women from there who came to work for us, mm-hmm, and who had a lot of experience, and Vicki McGorry and Sarah Franklin.
Sure.
And so they worked for us last fall, and they were really obviously very good workers. But there was also two Curlins that closed. There was no place to buy gifts.
Yeah.
So we sort of thought of a hybrid, a eclectic blend of women's gifts, gourmet foods, and sort of all in one store.
Well, this makes a lot of sense. Now, I got to take a break here because we're up against the clock. When we get back, I want to talk about what that means and then when this opens, and we've got some stuff coming up, some dates to save for this. I think it makes perfect sense because you have so many women shopping in your store for their husbands, right? I mean, why not give them a place where they can shop for themselves as
Absolutely.
Well and for gifts and all of that? We'll take a quick break. Back with George and Ryan. The Brass Horn 2 on the way September 15th. Here's Lindsay Romano with your three-day forecast.
Today we've got mostly sunny skies, highs near 67 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy and lows around 48. For your Thursday, mostly sunny, highs near 72. Friday, sunshine, highs near 80 degrees. Right now it's 50 degrees in downtown Decatur.
In the words of Harry Truman, America was built on courage, on imagination, and an unbeatable determination to do the job at hand. So was Mansi Metal. Our high-quality metal, used on your next roof or pole barn, is manufactured in our warehouse right here in the Bluegrass. Save big on all of our red, white, and blue premium rib metal. Only $1.85 a linear foot. American strength, American made. Mansi Metal in Mount Zion. Visit us in person, online, or call us at 864-5835.
Get fit for fall at The Disc, featuring a climbing wall, group fitness, sport courts, golf center, fitness center, stroller club, child care, and Decatur's largest indoor running track. And take advantage of The Disc's falling rates promotion. Just $31 a month for an individual or $42 for the whole family. Sign up by October 31st and pick your perk with a fitness or child care punch pass. The Decatur Indoor Sports Center. Friendly staff, great rates, and zero joining fee. Call 429-DISC today.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here with George and Ryan from the Brass Horn, and now the Brass Horn 2, which is opening up on September 15th. After 27 years in business and fine men's fashion, George and Ryan have expanded their reach into the women's clothing and specialty gifts with the opening of the Brass Horn 2. Store's going to be open for to the public for business on September 15th, same hours as the Brass Horn, Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 5, and 9:30 to 4 on Saturday. Stores will be connected on the inside, so in the midst of construction right here, you guys are going to be ready to go in a little over a week. And tell me about some of this. Now, this wicked mix. Lindsay, did you see, did you get a bag of this? I'm going to drop this off in your studios when I'm done.
That was my favorite part of going to market. Yeah. Was
the Ryan's a very good gourmet taster. Food,
the gourmet food floor. And we probably made a mistake by not eating lunch and going through, because there's,
going to the grocery store
crazy.
When you're hungry,
it's just
right?
It's so crazy. But that stuff, it's the wicked mix, and it's got a little bit of heat to it, but it's got the sweet and salty and a little heat, and right. I just
this
love
this is a bag of cashews, almonds, pecans, other tasty morsels,
yes.
Flavored with the most wicked brew of 7 savory spices. Think about it. Think about it. So now you envision this, you know, people coming in. As we were talking off the air, as the downtown has been redeveloped and we, you know, art is coming in and a vibe and lots of restaurants, but not as many retail shops as 20 or 30 years ago.
You know, Brian, as you said, you've been downtown now for a long time and live downtown. And we have just been through we go through periods, I think, in our development downtown over the years. And right now, we're restaurant rich. There are wonderful restaurants downtown. We're a little retail poor, but I think that is obviously one reason why we wanted to do this.
Yeah, well, you're going to fill a gap. I mean,
okay, at a specialty store plus a gift and gourmet store. So,
all right, so people can come in literally. I mean, you know, whereas before they might come in and pick out something for the husband and have to run and go somewhere else. You know, they can do all of this stuff with the one-stop shop, which I think people in a day and age where people are used to clicking and ordering and having all that convenience, that's the trick, right? Of being in retail operations is serving, because what Amazon can't do is know your customer's taste, know what they like, pick out what they like. You know, when you go to market, I mean, that same service you guys are notorious for in a great way, you bring now to the full experience.
Well, I think it made it a lot easier for us, for the fact that some of our best-selling brands, Peter Millar, Vineyard Vines, Southern Tide, those guys all had women's clothes. So it's a it's not like we had to go out and scour the market for brand new stuff that we had no feeling for. Now, we found a couple other cool new lines for women, too.
Tell me about that.
There's a line called Gretchen Scott that we found. We have a friend who owns a